From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a sanctions proposal on North Korea.
These sanctions, if adopted, would send an unambiguous and unyielding message to the DPRK regime.
Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, the U.S. submitted to the U.N. Security Council Thursday a draft resolution calling for new sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. U.S. President Barack Obama met Thursday with his top security officials to discuss U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State group. Afterward, he briefed reporters.
We are in a better position now than we were last month, and a better position last month than we were 3 months ago. In the end, the brutality of ISIL is no match for the yearning of millions who want to live in security and dignity.
The meeting included senior officials from the White House, State Department, Intelligence Community, Defense Department, and Treasury Department. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord.
The parties must know that responsibility does not end with the signing of an agreement. In many ways, it begins with the signing of agreement.
Mr. Ban's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. Top U.S. intelligence officials are asking whether Russia is really committed to a peaceful solution in Syria. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday Russia may be considering putting more troops on the ground in Syria in order to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. Greece has recalled its ambassador to Austria following a dispute over the migrant crisis. Henry Ridgewell reports the recall followed an Austria-hosted meeting with Balkan states that excluded Greece.
Several thousand refugees are stranded on Greece's border with Macedonia after travel restrictions were imposed Sunday. Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, and Austria appear to be denying entry to all refugees apart from Syrians and Iraqis. The migrants' refused passage were being bussed back to Athens. The Greek prime minister warned he would not allow the country to be turned into a warehouse of souls. A majority of EU states last year voted in favour of relocating 120,000 refugees across the bloc, but several Eastern European states are refusing to accept quotas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Apple has filed a motion in court asking a federal magistrate to reverse her order that the company help the FBI hack into a killer's locked iPhone. The company rejected the government's request to create new software that would allow law enforcement officials to break into the phone of Syed Rizwan Farouk, who, along with his wife, killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California last year. In court briefs filed Thursday, lawyers for Apple argued that the government's request creates a burden on Apple and violates the tech company's First Amendment rights against compelled speech. The U.S. Republican presidential candidates are set to hold another debate today. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz hope to curb the electoral momentum of the frontrunner, businessman Donald Trump. Trump has won three straight contests, and next Tuesday, sometimes called Super Tuesday, we'll see primaries and caucuses in 12 states. Opinion surveys show Trump leading in many of them. Somalia's president said Wednesday that between 180 and 200 Kenyan soldiers were killed when Islamist militants attacked an African Union base in southwestern Somalia last month. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud made the disclosure in an interview on Somali TV. A Kenya Defense Forces spokesman quickly denied Mohamud's claim. Kenya has never said how many soldiers were killed when al-Shabaab militants attacked the base. Al-Shabaab says it killed more than 100 Kenyan troops. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval has asked that he be removed from consideration for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The move comes a day after reports emerged that the White House was vetting him for a possible appointment. The 52-year-old Sandoval gave no explanation for the move. The White House says President Barack Obama is considering a list of candidates to fill the lifetime job on the 9-member court. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.